Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Everyone, welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Friday's Speak Up segment, typically hosted by either Robin or Jesse, but I'm jumping in here for the moment to keep the radio going. We will feature a set of interviews that I did with two local-ish bands, one from Vancouver, one from Victoria, at the Green Auto Show last weekend. We'll first hear a segment from Hillsborough featuring the music bookending both sides, and then we'll hear from La Lune. Hillsborough is definitely a wonderful post-punk, punk rock, a little bit of hardcore vibes, and they're from Victoria, and their album, self-titled album, Hillsborough, was released in September of last year. Following that, we'll hear an interview from La Loon, who just dropped their new EP, Disparity, and we have the lovely blue-colored vinyl available here at the station for your listening enjoyment. First of all, let's get this started with Hillsborough, recorded live last Saturday, April 27th, at Green Auto in Vancouver, BC.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, welcome again to another Green Auto Mosh Pit postpartum. I'm here with Hillsborough.
Howdy.
How's it going? Maybe your name and what you play?
I'm Nima. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Sam. I play guitar.
I'm Oliver. I play drums.
I'm Dexter. I play the violin.
Nice. And the man behind the camera over there is the one who hooks me up with a ticket to your show, because you guys sent in your record a couple months ago to September of last year. We were able to get it on the playlist. We were able to chart you guys two or three times on there, and it's just like seeing the Hillsborough name move up the charts. Like, yeah, let's go.
We're spinning.
Yeah, man. Is this your first time at Green Auto?
No, we play here. We've played here probably the past three times we've been to Vancouver. It's all our friends work here, and the sound's good. So
absolutely, would agree. And what do you find is different about playing in Vic versus Vancouver?
More people.
Interesting. I used to live on the island too, so I know what you mean.
People sing along more in Victoria, but people hit each other more here.
Yeah, there was a proper mosh. You jumped in the crowd. I heard some violin, and as a classical musician, that makes me super happy.
Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah. What was your gear setup that he had with it?
Oh gosh, it's a bit of a nightmare. I've got many, many distortions, a lot of reverb. There's this fun little Melvin's pedal called the Deathamizer that should never be attached to a strings instrument, but I said, screw it. So all that, and then an amp I've never played through before.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, that's how live music goes. Tell us about the new EP that just dropped, and we're going to have a copy of that for folks at the station to be able to listen to.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's the new EP is a couple of acoustic versions of tracks off the record that are kind of favorites of ours, and then a couple new tracks as well that were recorded during the album sessions but got kind of cut last minute but still felt like they were, worth getting out there. And then a remix from our good friend Outback.
Outback, nice. Another Victoria Island artist?
From Victoria, but he just relocated to Montreal.
Oh, look at that. A little bit of transplant. Cool. I love how there's good music coming out not on the island and in BC, but all across the country. We've actually got tons of good music, and I had never heard some of the other bandmates here that were playing until just a couple days ago, and I was like, whoa, okay, this is gonna be a stacked lineup. Hillsborough, Laloon, Mary, let's go. And then tomorrow, I heard y'all are playing another show tomorrow. Tell me about the lineup there.
Yeah, we're going back home. Laloon's coming with us to play Capitol Ballroom with also Worry Wart from Vancouver, and then Ex-Cowboy, who's also from Vic.
Shout out to Ex-Cowboy. We have also played them up on the radio station as well too. Yeah, the Frog EP. Yeah, man, Ex-Cowboy's sick. There's so many good artists on the island. Who are some of your influences as musicians? Ooh. We'll start with violin, work our way around.
Gosh. Overall, or
maybe just recently?
Recently, yeah. Okay. Well, I've been listening a lot to Jeremy Kittle. He's a contemporary fiddle player.
Nice.
Jeremy Kittle and Co. play a bunch of fun, fiddle music, because that's my background. But also, I've been listening a lot to Her New Knife and Bleary Eyed. They're Philadelphia shoegaze bands.
Sweet.
I feel like this project, drum wise, it's almost trying to do a little bit of a shreddy Midwest emo-y.
Yeah, a little bit of a Canadian footballer or something that. Yeah, for sure.
But I love a lot of those kind of artists.
It's really nice.
As far as drumming goes, that's kind of where I draw a lot of.
Beautiful.
I don't know if I got a lot of guitar influences, but I'm listening to a lot of ambient stuff. I like a lot of Stars of the Lid.
Yeah.
And I've been really into Pharoah Sanders. But I just like guitar. I like when it's loud. Anything with loud guitar, good. I like I've been listening to a lot of Alcest, the shoegazy black metal band.
Fuck yeah. So good. All recommendations that our audience needs to take to heart.
100%. For me, it's been all screamo lately.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's Widow Dust out of SoCal, Clay Birds out of SoCal. Even just older stuff like Sousin, and that's been it's been a big one lately.
Nice.
For us lately.
Beautiful. And where'd you guys record this EP?
Everywhere.
Split.
Yeah, the Liar and Come Clean are in Nima's basement.
Yeah, we did drums for those at a studio, but everything else was recorded in literally my mom's basement.
Acoustics at Sam's studio, like our rehearsal space.
Yeah.
And then the remix wherever
cyberspace asterisk there. Yeah.
It's a lot of what we record is like as DIY as we can do it. Not in the sense that like we don't get nice studio spaces, but we don't hire externally. It's just like
you do it yourself.
Engineers and everything. Yeah.
The motto of our
first love, I think. I think recording is like most of our kind of first love. You know, I think the live thing came later for a lot of us.
It's like the last year, to be honest.
Well, I was noticing you guys had a really tight set, so yeah. Bleep that out later or air it at night, yeah. But it was a very tight set, and it's like it shows that people, and the most important thing for me as a musician is when people listen to each other. You guys listen to each other, so it shows in your playing.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I had no choice with the orange stack behind me.
No kidding. 60s British power. Yeah. Yeah, it's an amp and a cabinet too. Yeah. So you're like, oh, fun. This is a super cool venue. I haven't been here in a hot minute, so it's nice to see the Beach Boys meets, you know, Shelby Cobra workshop kind of vibes.
It's awesome.
Super cool. Is there anything else that you want Radioland to know in terms of releases or where we can find your stuff?
Yeah, we're Hillsborough on all the streaming services, obviously. Hillsborough Inc. on all our social media. And we have, I don't want to say too much, we have some like new, really exciting new music for us coming out this summer.
Amazing. Keep us in touch because we'll get it on the playlist. Hell yeah. Awesome. Anything else for Radioland?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No worries.
Thanks for listening. This is 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
That was an interview with Hillsborough, and now we'll continue with part two featuring Vancouver band La Lune.
welcome back to the Green Auto Mosh Part 2 with La Lune. Killed it out there. I love the breakdowns. I was standing up at the back of the room on the chairs. It was great. Good sound. Good vibes for everybody. Also visuals. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who did the visuals?
Ethan.
Well, our friend Cam recorded a set at Green Auto months ago. And I just took that footage and I just kind of like turned the contrast super high and made it look even shittier.
Yep.
And then threw a little like Helvetica new ultra light and then typed our name into the thing, into iMovie, and I put that up on the screen, and yeah, it looked really sick.
Eagle-eyed audience members will also notice Ethan's MacBook Air making a appearance in there too.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about that, and I didn't really know what to do.
If you don't wiggle the mouse on the laptop for a little while, it'll... It'll go to the screensaver.
That was an amateur. But
everyone is like, it's so cool. And I'm like, yeah, it's well done.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so good. But I do love the aquamarine, cerulean kind of vibes coming off of the visuals. It just works so well. Let's go around and get like a name and instrument that you play in the band.
Hey, I'm Ethan. I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Ben. I play guitar.
I'm Taylor. I play drums.
I'm Olivia, and I play bass and sing background vocals.
Nice. I was also struck that you guys listen to each other as well, and that's a big, big thing for me. I was yakking with Hillsborough about it, and the people, this is from someone who did classical music for a very long time, so I love and appreciate music from a deep level. When people listen to each other, it makes the music so much better.
Thanks.
It really does. And the EP, what can you tell us about this new record?
Well, it's the first batch of songs we really put together as a band and recorded. Means a lot to us. We recorded about a year ago, and we just did a press of 200 records with Vancouver indie legend Kingfisher Blues.
We get stuff from them up at the station. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really excited about it. It's finally out. Yeah.
Nice. And colored vinyl too.
Colored.
Love it. Love it. Absolutely gorgeous. My favorite track is Cut 2. Despondent.
Thanks.
So hearing it live, actually, it made my night. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, super good. It sounds good on the SkyTrain, sounds good at my home hi-fi, so solid.
Sweet.
Yeah. How did you form as a band?
Well, Ethan and I were jamming. We realized we both liked similar music that we weren't playing at the time in other bands, so we started playing together, and then we asked Ben, because Ben was playing in some really cool bands, and it worked really well, and then we got Liv in the mix, and kind of right when that happened, we started writing stuff quick, playing shows, doing that. Just like loving that. So.
Nice. And how long did it take you guys to record that EP in terms of like writing to record is out?
Like we started writing songs together in like pretty much like December, right? Of
late
2002? Oh. Sorry, 2022?
Yep.
We've been working on it for 20
years. Okay. 22, yeah, that's right. Amazing.
Well, in some ways, yeah.
That's true.
No, but probably between like December 2022 to like April 2023 was like when we wrote those songs and then decided on them, then recorded them, and now they're finally out.
And where did you record it? Because that's always interesting.
Ring City Recording.
Oh yeah, solid. Yeah, that's just really down the street. Shout out.
Yep. Jimmy Phillip, the legend.
One of my buddies works there, Furby.
Yep.
Very cool.
He's good friends with my buddy Jay, and Jay and I have been jamming for a long time, and I'm just reminded of this. I bumped into so many people that I was like, oh hey, you're here. And that's what I love about the van scene, is like there are a lot of people who play in many vans, there are a lot of people who wear different hats all around town. So
totally.
Where can we find your stuff online? On the Instagrams?
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Bandcamp, YouTube Music. Nice. Yeah, all the big names.
All the classics.
And what's your handle on the medias of social variety?
La Lune, La Lune, La Lune, La Lune.
Four times. LALUNE.
On the IG, it is four times.
All lowercase.
Yes.
On Spotify, it is just normal.
It's La Lune, yeah. Amazing. Well, the record was killer, the live show was killer. Anything else you want to say to Radioland?
More music on the way, baby.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. CGSF 90.1 FM, we'll be right back.
Let's go.
We'll be right back.
and we'll fade it out there. Thanks so much to Hillsboro and La Lune for doing those interviews with us. The Hillsboro tracks were Novalin and Battery Head from their album Hillsboro, and La Lune tracks were Despondent and Disparity. Next up, we're going to feature a long segment, about a half an hour long, of Canadian author Gurjinder Basra.